Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners. Welcome to another enlightening episode of Islamic Upbringing, where we dive deep into the essential aspects of nurturing your youth in line with Islamic teachings. In this program, our discussions are rooted in the guidance of the Holy Quran and the timeless wisdom of hadith from our beloved Prophet Muhammad, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him and his purified family, and the insightful narratives of our noble imams. I'm glad to have with us today Brother Muhammad Liaqat Abbas, a research scholar from the Seminary of Qom, who possesses a wealth of knowledge in both Islamic studies as well as psychology. So, Brother Liaqat Abbas, assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum salam, sister.
A very warm welcome.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, we have been discussing conflict management in teens. We know teens face a lot, be that at home, be that at school, be that at social media even. So, Brother Liaqat, as I talked of social media as well, we discussed the conflict management at home in the previous episode, but now social media is also a place where, you know, our children do face cyberbullying. We talked about bullying before, like in the school or at other places, but not at social media level. But yeah, it's not just a child faces these things and where he gets into a conflict only at in the physical way, but also in the virtual world. So yeah. What's your take on that?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. So in this virtual world or social media, example, a teen goes and he's having a chat with his friends who are his classmates as well. And a few of his classmates, they gather in that very platform and they kind of bully him or they kind of taunt him.
Yeah.
Or they kind of, scold him or use bad words even, okay?
Yeah.
Or if it is a school platform, they want to disgrace this person, like, or this
yeah.
team, yeah? And of course, because it's a big platform, and other people or other teachers or other students can also see the chat.
Yeah.
He feels a lot disgraced and it's like he's shattered or
yeah.
she is shattered. Yeah. So what is the solution over here is the question. So in this case, you know, we have a lot of cases where a teen comes and he sees that, okay, a group of people have they scolded me or used bad words against me,
yeah.
Something like that. And he uses the same,
yeah.
you know, like tit for tat concept,
yes.
which doesn't work in
yeah.
most of the cases. You have to normally
but
see.
But teens so much feel like this works.
Yeah, exactly.
Like if someone used a bad word, I have to use. They feel compelled to use. They feel
yeah, yeah,
forced
exactly.
to use it.
If someone is called a word of an animal, example.
Yeah.
Okay, so I can use the same word. Or maybe a word
intensity.
Which is more, yeah, exactly.
With more intensity, yeah.
yeah. With more intensity, which is more worse, yeah.
yeah.
Or more, like, I would say, which is not pleasant to hear.
It's understood.
Anyways, so this is like the tit-for-tat concept. And you know what? In this tit-for-tat concept, which is also kind of at a few places in the religion of Islam, there's a concept called qisas, okay? This tit for tat concept,
mm-hmm.
An eye for an eye example,
mm-hmm.
yeah? But this doesn't work everywhere, okay? Example over here, if someone scolds you or uses some bad word example, you are not allowed to use the same bad word or even worse or even a milder one as well, even. That which is haram is always haram. Okay, someone commits some action which is haram, example, that doesn't mean that you can do the same action. You have to see what is being done, where it has been done, how it has been done, and everything.
Yeah.
Over here in this cyberbullying, or even in bullying in real life as well, using bad words is strictly prohibited and it's completely haram. Okay.
Yeah.
So now how to get over it and how to kind of solve it. Number one is for the parents to intervene. Number two, the teachers to intervene.
All
on
right.
The digital platform. It's not just on a physical platform, but on a digital platform.
All right. So you are now inviting parents and teachers to a digital platform to intervene. We'll discuss that more. Let's take a short break here.
Give thanks to Allah for the moon and the stars. Praise Him all day for what is and what was. Take hold of your iman, don't give in to shaitan. Oh, you who believe, please give thanks to Allah. Allahu Ghafoor, Allahu Rahim, Allahu Yuhibbul Muhsinin, wa Khaliquna, wa Rasiquna, wa Huwa ala kulli shay'in qadir.
Welcome back, dear listeners. This is Islamic Upbringing. Brother Liaqat Abbas is here with me in the studio, and we are discussing conflict management when it comes to teens. Well, Brother Liaqat, you were saying there's this cyberbullying in the digital platform, and you called for intervention of teachers and also the parents, not on the physical platform, but on the digital platform itself.
Yeah. So, you know, in the physical platform, it is very easy to intervene because the person is right in front of you.
Yeah.
And the thing is, the teen feels that, okay, he is being heard, okay? But when he enters the social media, for whatever reason, okay, he feels uncomfortable, or there's a kind of like this discomfort to use social media. Why? Because he feels that, oh, over here, there's no teacher. Who's gonna stop these group or my classmates? Yeah, who's gonna ask? Who's gonna scold? Or who's gonna stand with me? And also, I'm not having my parents over here on this platform as well. So as to tell them, you know.
So I'm not being monitored here.
I'm not being support. I'm not getting any kind of support over here. I'm not getting any. Just like you have said, I'm not being monitored, or I'm not having anyone over here. I'm all alone.
I'm saying for those like who feel like it's okay to bully others, they feel like, all right, it's okay to bully others here because I'm not being monitored by anyone.
Yeah. Oh, for them, yes, definitely. Yeah. Or even like for this person, he might feel alone. Back in the school, example, there's this teacher, and at home, example, their parents, you know. Like there's some physical entity or there's this physical being present for you, yeah, to support you. But what about in social media, in the virtual world, in this digital platform, there's no one. The feeling of this teen that I'm all alone might bring him down, you know. That's the reason I told you, like that's the reason I tell everyone as well. Like if there is a kind of bullying, cyberbullying happening, the intervention should be done over there first, in the first place.
All right.
And then in the physical world as well, you know?
As well. All right.
This gives a lot of strength.
Well, here are certain concepts that you told for us. Number one, if there's any sort of bullying happening and you always feel like I have to intervene physically only, and that's not correct way. Today is a world of digital world and there could be digital bullying, and you have to intervene as parents, as teachers, and as well as you have to intervene physically, you said, not just in a digital platform. So that way, even when you are intervening, the one who is bullying feels like, no, we are being monitored. Number two, the one who is being bullied, who is a victim, feels like, no, I'm not alone.
Yeah, I have strength.
I have some back. I have got their back, like maybe of my parents, maybe of my, I would say, teachers. So like he does not feel alone there. Yes, US parents take care of everything that our child should not feel alone here and there. But also at the digital platform, you have to be active. You have to be intervening. Well, brother, we'll discuss more with you. Let's take a short break here. Dear listeners, don't go anywhere. Stay tuned.
The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, "Honor your children and teach them good manners."
Welcome back. This is Islamic Upbringing. Brother Liaquat Abbas is here with me in the studio, and we are talking about conflict management. Well, we were talking about cyberbullying and what could parents and teachers do and how could they intervene not only on the digital platform but also physically, and how could they sort out the matter by also looking at the matter physically, not just on the digital platform. So yeah, Brother Liaquat Abbas, again, the stage is all yours.
Thank you so much. So basically, the reason over here that the interventions should be done on both the platforms is because, you know, if the intervention is done only in the digital platform or just in social media, the teens or those who are bullying might feel, oh, you know what? Okay, we just heard a few words from like the parent of this so-and-so person whom we are bullying. That's it. Yeah. Or even our teacher, example, she just tells us only through chats. She just scolds us only through chats. She just corrects us only through chats, you know? That's it. But in the real life, when we are in front of her or in front of him, when we are being seated in the classroom, there's nothing happening, you know? So it's okay. Like, there's a kind of loose end, you see, when it's happening and it's like, okay, it's just on social media platform. No.
All right. So like if you're just intervening on the digital world and you're not taking things back to the physical world and you're not intervening even there, there are some students who are so desensitized that they feel it's like nothing. It doesn't matter to them until and unless you don't actually intervene even physically.
Yeah. So basically intervention in the physical world gives a lot of strength, you know. So from all the sides, this person or the one who is being bullied is getting a lot of support, number one. Number two, when the teacher is also telling in the class, this cannot be tolerated anymore, okay? And someone who bullies on the internet platform, in social media, in the digital world, will have consequences, whatever, X, Y, Z, okay? Then the students will get, okay, the students are already told, or the classmates are already told, in the digital world, in the digital platform, oh, you know what? I'm going to see you tomorrow.
Yeah.
Okay? This one thing is enough for the kids to hear, oh, my God, something bad is going to happen tomorrow. Yeah? Even in the class, they're going to be, they're going to hear from the teacher. And also, if the parent arrives, that's it, you know? So with these things, what's going to happen is, the bullying will no longer exist. And you know, cyberbullying is something which is happening very common. You know, this is a serious issue in today's world. I don't know how much parents are aware about it.
Yeah.
But like I would say most of the teens have this problem.
Well, and so far you said today in our studio that when faced with cyberbullying, that parents and the teachers should intervene. But here I'll say that dear teenagers, even if you are facing with the cyberbullying, inform your parents. Do talk about it. Conversating about it is very, very important. Maybe if you don't talk about it, you'll end up in some dead end. So thank you, brother, for being with us.
Thank you.
Thank you, dear listeners. You were listening to IRIB English Radio. Until another episode, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small. A way of life, a way of life, a way of life, a way of life. Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It says that life's the greatest test. It says that life's a borrowed space returned upon rest.